You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Uwe Schmidt, the CEO and co-owner of Industry Contact in Hamburg, Germany. Mr. Schmidt was recently elected president of the Public Relations Global Network, a network of almost 50 independent public relations agencies on six continents. Coming to us from Germany this afternoon, Uwe, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you. First of all, what is the Public Relations Global Network?
So currently we are about almost 50 PR firms with more than 900 employees on all six continents. And by that we can cover more than 80 markets around the world and probably work together for more than 1,000 clients altogether. And so we altogether have a revenues of more than $110 million with dollars, which means we are amongst the four biggest independent owner-run global PR networks, actually. So the network itself was founded already in 1992 by a bunch of American agencies, and we meet twice a year. So I think that's why we know each other so well, which is finally a big advantage for all our clients. We are not a virtual network. We are a real network. We are living it.
And you recently participated in the group's biannual conference in Miami, Florida. What were the main topics of the discussion there at the conference?
Okay. Before coming to that question, a short remark before. First of all, I have to say my agency, Industry Contact in Hamburg, Germany, is a member since 2002. And I've visited most of the meetings since that time. And what I've learned there is that we all share the willingness to exchange not only business, but also knowledge, and last but not least, friendship. So I'm really friends with many of those people since that time. And I think that's really important over the years. Having folks around the globe you can really trust and rely on. And I personally, I'm really sure I can rely on my agency partners. I know that, and they can rely on me. But coming back to your question, what were the main topics at our spring meeting in Miami? So, for example, I give you two, three examples. So we had one presentation that showed how American and European agencies cooperate for a common client. So this does not sound spectacular maybe, but we go very much in detail, and that makes it interesting. So we learn a lot by practice examples. Or another good presentation was done by European, showing a survey. They surveyed 165 journalists in 14 European countries, and how do they research before they interview a CEO? And this survey now went out. We launched it on Monday in all the countries and also in America. And I think that's a big value. So we think it's a great basis for our work with our clients. We can now tell the bosses in a better way how they should prepare themselves for interviews, or we can teach them in a media training. And so we now want to extend this survey also to other continents, asking the journalists how they prepare themselves when they interview CEOs. And last but not least, we had, we call it a so-called knowledge exchange session. So we talk about what are the main agency KPIs, for example. How do we gain customer satisfaction? What are new business tricks? How can we create customer satisfaction? How to build a good business plan or define PR products? Or how to work with social media as a business model, things like that. So, and one gets a lot of new impressions during those sessions, and it's a big advantage for every agency coming to those meetings.
Good stuff. And as you take over leadership of PRGN for the next year, what will be your main priorities here?
Okay, The first thing is not spectacular again, maybe, but so I have to keep things moving forward. And our main instrument, therefore, is the so-called executive committee in which all other committees report to. Like we have a business development committee, a knowledge exchange committee, a new members committee, a marketing committee. And I have to lead the committee, the executive committee, and prepare the agenda. And we call each month. So that's not just quarterly, it's each month. And you see again, this is really a living network. We are not a paper tiger. And my main priority beside this is the business development together with the committee for business development. So I have a vision. Since 1992, when the network was founded, we have increased our network from a handful of American firms up to almost 50 now, all around the globe. And I think we still can add some agencies here and there. But I think a bigger picture is now to find other networks or entities beyond PR to cooperate with. So they can be from areas like the advertising, financial, legal, social media, digital, or MICE, for example. And I give you an example from Germany now. Last year, I started with my agency here a cooperation with one of the biggest trade show booth building companies in Germany, Preuss Messe is their name, and they are a member of the so-called OSPI network, O-S-P-I, and they are 150 booth builders in 55 countries. So we are almost 50 agencies on all continents, and there's a lot of synergy potential between PR firms on one side and those who build stands at trade shows. So I really want to push our so-called, we call it the networking networks strategy. I would like to push that, and I'm sure we will definitely help getting business by this year by year. It will grow, and we just started with it, but I think it's a good, really good approach.
Yeah, I think so, too. Today, we're joined by Uwe Schmidt, the CEO and co-owner of Industry Contact in Hamburg, Germany, and president of the Public Relations Global Network, a network of almost 50 independent public relations agencies on six continents here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Uwe, how can public relations agencies worldwide benefit each other by being a part of such a group as PRGN?
First of all, I think being part of PRGN makes you bigger. So you can help your local clients on the international level, and you can serve clients coming from abroad to your region. And as I said, we are a member since 2002. Year by year, we had more revenue streams from abroad like that, talking about my agency. Second, the two meetings per year are to me a perfect opportunity to learn from each other and to discuss whatever you feel the need. And one has never the chance to have such an open discussion with your competitors, for example, in your own country. There's no other agency in my country that does the same we do, and I can talk like that, you know. And that's for me a great, great benefit, and I guess for the other agencies as well. And of course, another benefit is, of course, for the agencies to generate business, you know, not on one's own, but together with partners. And we have two good examples now. So one is from America. So our colleagues from San Francisco and Seattle, they want together a Johnson & Johnson account. And in Europe, there were four agencies in seven countries. They worked together for about 3 years for Zumba Fitness. And how could we have done this without PRGN? No way, I guess.
What would you say are the biggest benefits for clients when working with the Public Relations Global Network?
Okay. So, first of all, our tagline is the world's local agency, singular. So that gives to the client the impression that we work really together as one agency. And so we are proud to know local markets around the world very well. We live each and every market. So that's one point. Then we are all owner-run companies, independent companies. So we are owner-operated, and all the CEOs are deeply involved in our agencies, in the communities, the industry, the daily business. And I think that makes us a little bit different to headquarters-driven networks. So we are very passionate, and many customers love us for this. I think that's the main point.
And Uwe, before you go, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Public Relations Global Network online.
Yeah. Okay. The easiest way is you go on our website, which is www.prgn.com. So there you find some basic information about the network. And second, there is a category called members where you can go through the different regions and where you find exactly the countries or the cities where you look for. So it's not listed up by agency, the agency names, but by regions, countries, or cities. So that makes it really easy for the user to find the right contact.
Uwe, it certainly has been a privilege to have had you. Best of success, and thanks for joining us today here from Germany.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. Thank you, thank you.
We've been speaking with Uwe Schmidt, the CEO and co-owner of Industry Contact in Hamburg, Germany, and president of the Public Relations Global Network, a network of almost 50 independent public relations agencies on six continents. And once again, the website of reference is prgn.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of the EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.